This is Family First Records CEO, Nonchalantlyze. You are now tuning in to the Cody Springer Show. Cody Springer. The Cody Springer Show. Cody, you are now. You are now tuned in to the Cody Springer Show.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Cody Springer Show. Cody's here, and well, on today's episode, you know, we don't usually like to do this kind of thing on the Cody Springer Show, but, you know, we had to do it, man. You know, you're going to be hearing from myself and Nonchalantlyze regarding the latest turn in the whole beef of Boy NBN, you know, and how it's escalated to the point it's escalated to. Involving Big Figure J, and yeah, we're just gonna get into it all here on the podcast. The recording quality is gonna kind of sound different on my end because I used a conferencing software to record this podcast. That's why I'm gonna sound a little bit different compared to how I normally sound. We use this conferencing software in the previous podcast when we broke down the Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul fight, and you know, my quality sounded jank for some reason. So we're gonna get into it here on the podcast, but before we do, I just want everybody to know that my new spoken word song, My Message, is out now in all music stores: Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, iTunes, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, wherever you get your music, man. It's out now, saving your playlists. You know, and shout out to Real Rap Family, the YouTube channel. You know, they posted my song on their channel, and it's gotten some positive feedback, so I'm very stoked about that. Shout out to Real Rap Family. So, yeah. We're going to get into it here with Nonchalantlyze here to talk about the whole beef of Boy NBN. But before we do, I'm going to be playing my new song, My Message, here on the Cody Springer Show.
This is my message. My message is to keep it real no matter what. Keep my head up no matter the odds. People will talk and say shit, but I'm going to do what I got to do. Say what I gotta say, go where I wanna go. My life is a constant struggle, but the struggles keep life interesting. I'd rather die to live than live to die. I feel like I've lived in hell the last 10 years. The pain, depression, anxiety, the drama. If there is an afterlife, does it get worse? Or do you find peace? Does your soul move forward, or are you stuck? We won't know the answers to those questions until our final breath. Until the Reaper comes for me, I will try to achieve as much success as possible. Just when I thought my life was meaningless, it gets new purpose. The obstacles getting more and more removed. Will I be able to blaze my path into a greater life? Or will I be walking into a new set of problems? Only time will tell. Time is the one thing we are bound to. And when our time is up, what will you be leaving behind? Broken pieces of yourself, or a nice solid foundation for the future to build on? That is ultimately up to you. This has been my message sent.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Cody Springer here and Nonchalantly Zabe. We're now taking live callers here here on the Cody Springer Show. How's it going, Zay?
Shit, I'm cooling, bro. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing all right today. And, you know, we're here representing Family First Records. And, you know, there's something that we needed to come on the air today to address. We are taking live callers today. So if you guys want to call into the podcast, you guys can. The number is 559-671-2176. You guys can ask a question or just talk about whatever you want to talk about. But, you know, me and Zay are here to talk about a specific situation that has popped off as of yesterday in regards to Records Broken, Boy and BN. Yesterday, Boy and BN dropped a new song. And he, it appears that he might have taken some indirect shots at people in our camp, more specifically, Big Figure J. And me and Nonchalantly Zay here, we wanted to come on here and talk about that. So Zay, I want to give you the floor now to address what's gone down.
So, yo, yesterday, Boy and BN had sent me a joint or whatever. I guess it's like a little freestyle to, you know, a beat that's been going around. I don't know if it was by Drake or, I don't know, one of these niggas in the industry. And he sent me the joint or whatever, right? I tuned in and, you know, like, I didn't really pick off on the few bars, but what I picked off was his specific line where, you know, he said, you know, I took a loss or some shit and it hurt him. You know what I mean? And I was like, okay, well, the kid, you know, he's admitted to his loss or whatever, so he got my respect. So I ended up shooting him a text. And, you know, I said, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I respect that. You know what I mean? Like, this is ill. Like, you know, this is something that, you know, you admitted to, and I could respect that to anybody who's making music and, you know, anybody who ever took a loss. You know what I mean? To me, it's like, you got my respect. If you're admitting to your wrongs and you're admitting to your losses or whatever it is, you feel me? Then, you know, you got my respect, 100%. Boom. I believe it was like, what, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning when you showed me that text, and you was like, he was taking shots at Jay and shit.
All right.
We spoke on it. Yeah, we spoke on it. I had went back and heard the song, and as I'm listening to it, like, it started to make sense what you were saying. And it's crazy because, you know, Jay ended up telling me yesterday, I think it was you or Jay, I think it was you. You told me yesterday that the kid was trying to, you know, open up, well, expand his label to the U.S. or something, right?
Yes. The original plan from his end was for Big Figure Jay to run the U.S. branch of Records Broken.
Right, right. Which, you know, I put my pieces together, right? And, you know, got on Big Figure J's side of the story, you know what I mean? And what he was saying to me is that I guess the boy nigga was, like, reaching his hand out to him to help him with the page or whatever the fuck it was. And I started putting pieces by pieces because you guys just did an interview not too long ago. And when you guys did the interview, you guys sat down and y'all spoke in specific about the battle, which Jay stated in his opinion. And I tell Jay this all the time, and I spoke to him last night. You know what I mean? And when he hears this shit, he knows what I'm talking about. I told him, like, yo, even with the beef that we had with these niggas, yo, I didn't give a fuck if he was rocking with him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all respect, all love. You get what I'm saying? Like, I have no bad blood. Just because he's out there working with niggas, he's going to do whatever the fuck he wants. He's part of the fam at the end of the day. We're going to support him. So when he told me that, you know, he helped him build, like, a page or something or expand it, and I heard the song, and he was, you know, basically saying that he doesn't fuck with the politics, but he's admitting to his wrongs, he's admitting to his losses, and then he said something about cutting niggas up with dreads. it caught my attention. You know what I mean? Like, why the fuck? Okay, first of all, you admitted to a loss, right? You admit to your loss, right? Which is our shit or whatever, right? That's saying right there that you can't fuck with us. You can't fuck with niggas who's lyrically nice and shit like that, who can out-rap you and battle you. You get what I'm saying? But why stoop down to a nigga who's trying to reach his hand out to help you? You get what I'm saying? Like, when I broke this shit down to Jay, I was telling him, like, yo, bro, like, on a sense, it's like they trying to gain clout for their, you know what I mean, like, their label, their record label, trying to expand this shit or get some type of hype from it just by mentioning him, just to see if he's going to go make a YouTube video on it. You get what I'm saying? To build some crowd on it, you know what I mean? Because he know that Jay has a crowd, Jay has some followers, so if he gets mentioned, you get what I'm saying, then he will have some type of, you know, followers from this shit. So as I'm explaining to Jay, I'm like, yo, bro, like, I think that's real fucked up how, you know what I mean, these niggas is reaching their hand out to you, right? You help them, and they sit there and they say some fuck shit. Well, he says a fuck shit because it's not the NBA crew themselves, it's this nigga. You get what I'm saying? And I feel disrespected for Jay because it's like, you know, I complimented the song. Like, I said it was good. I think it was dope. He came back, you know, saying that he admits he lost the battle, which is cool, right? He lost the battle, you know what I mean? And he's saying, yo, don't ever take L like I did or whatever, or get upset about it. You know what I mean? Just try to man up. But you're over here dissing the nigga in our camp because he's working with us. Or for whatever fucking reason you got animosity towards him or whatever, he still helped you out. He didn't have to do that. But we're not telling him that he didn't have to do that. He did that shit on his own generosity. You get what I'm saying? Like, to me, it's to a point now, right? But I wanted to address this shit with you today, Cody, is that I said I was gonna make this interview happen because I'm gonna put it like this: we're not responding to these kids no more. We're not dissing. We're not doing this shit. We're not going back and forth. You get what I'm saying? So I advise these niggas to keep their mouth shut before we really take it to a personal level. I got connections. You get what I'm saying? Not to speak on no hot shit. But these motherfuckers is really, you know what I mean, trying to gain some clout. And yo, I'm not even trying to say, you know, these niggas is specific. Because I know it's boy, but I don't know if his niggas is following too. It's like, I'm feeling the kind of way. You know, Kevlar reached his hand out to me. I know that beef is done. But it's like, yo, bro, if that's your man's, bro, control your boy, bro. Because it's like, nigga, we left that shit alone. He's initiating the problem to keep it coming, especially off the nigga you niggas is rocking with. Jay, nobody ever said nothing about Jay not rocking with you niggas. So my thing is why the fuck you dissing a nigga who can't even fucking defend you lyrically? Or defend himself lyrically?
Right, it goes back to the situation with Chris. Again, you know, attacking somebody who doesn't rap, who has nothing to do with the beef, because this whole thing started with MBN and Mac. And then you got brought into it, Kevlar got brought into it, and then there's been shots taken at Chris, and now it looks like, you know, he wants to come for Jay and whatnot, and we've been nothing but, you know, respectful to this dude, you know? I mean,
Yo, peace, right? Because I did tell you, Cody, you cannot say that I didn't say, yo, bro, I don't give a fuck if you work with this kid. You get what I'm saying? I don't
right.
give a fuck if you reach a handout. Because, you know, y'all niggas had a connection before we came in the picture. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, I never threw no shade in that. So why the fuck you trying to throw shade because he's down with the label, bro? Like, you niggas is really showing, like y'all niggas is mad. Y'all hating because, you know what I mean, we got y'all niggas fucking with us, bro. You get what I'm saying? Y'all know how much I try to keep the energy positive, bro. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to fucking, you know what I mean, go back and forth or stem beef this or, you know what I mean, like, disrespect niggas. Nah, bro, like, I don't got time for that shit. You see what the fuck I'm doing, Cody?
Right.
Bro. These niggas is like, yo, they just, for what, bro?
I mean, the thing about it is, man, we're not just going to, like, you know, stand there and let you guys piss in our mouth, you know? I mean, if this is about the podcast that me and Jay did, and we talked about, you know, the whole beef and everything, and, you know, we said...
And it's exactly what the fuck he said, bro. He said in the interview, if he didn't hear the interview right, the nigga Jay said, yo, bro, I could have lied to this nigga and told him that his shit was trash. Or told him it was good, you feel me? And he'll be lying to him. You get what I'm saying? Like, yo, bro, we knew this shit was trash. This nigga was the only nigga to tell him on some real nigga shit. Like, yo, okay, you know, I fuck with you and shit like that, but this ain't it. What did you want? The nigga to lie to you and tell you your shit's good, bro? Like, come on, bro. Come on, my nigga. To me, it's like, why the fuck? Yo, I don't even know what to say to these niggas, B. It's like, yo, it's all in the air. You can see it. You done seen it, Cody. Jay just seen it now. We had this conversation. I stayed up talking about this shit, trying to spit gems to my niggas, bro. Because it's like, we can't let these niggas, like, try to get us, bro. Try to knock us down, bro. That's what they want. They want attention. They want clout. You get what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. What the fuck? What are they going to gain from that? Because it's like, yo, bro, these niggas is showing hate. To me, it's like, why the fuck you saying you didn't the beef for me? Like, you admitting that you lost that beef. Why are you trying to start it with somebody else in our camp thinking we're not going to say nothing about that shit? This is the last response, bro, that I'm ever going to give these niggas. Because I'm at a point, like, right now, bro, like, yo, I already killed you niggas lyrically. I already made y'all niggas look bad, right? What else y'all want to do? Book y'all fucking flight, bro. And let's catch a fair one, bro. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's annoying, bro. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is fucking annoying, man. Like, and here's the thing. On the podcast, I told Jay that he addressed the WNBN in a respectful way, you know? I don't think we'd say anything that was downright disrespectful to the dude. And even the song, you know, he says, I can handle constructive criticism. Then why the fuck are you doing this, man? You know? What's taking indirect shots? You know? Like, here's the thing, if you got something
to
say...
Indirect. He didn't even mention the dude. He just said something about his dreads. I mean, yo, no bullshit. Yesterday, I'm like, yo, okay. He must have been talking about fucking, you know, Jay or whatever. But I know Kevlar got dreads too. And I remember in the song Hang 'Em Up, Kevlar had said something about Boy and Being Hang 'Em Up, right? Which everybody thought that this nigga was dissing his own men. So I don't know. Listen, it could be anything. But to what it's looking like to me, the way he put the words together, even though it didn't make sense because the way it was mixed up, is that he's saying something negative about Jay. So it's like, what the fuck? That puts me in a position like, okay, now these niggas is really asking for beef. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, we finished this shit. You know what I mean? Like, and don't get me wrong, Max started this shit. He started it because he declared it. But we finished it. You get what I'm saying? And you could have just left it at that. And even with the whole shit with my son, I'm not taking that shit, you know what I mean, to the chin. Because I know niggas want to say that shit to my face. And the nigga told me it was all hip-hop. Even though I wasn't agreeing with it. Like, don't mention my son in no fucking music, bro. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't rock with that shit. So if you, like, trying to get gully about mine, I'm going to get gully about yours. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, you niggas is looking for attention now. And it's like, I can't fuck with that, bro.
Right, man. And that's another thing, too. I sent a notice out to Records Broken telling them that as of right now, until this shit gets resolved, there will be no Records Broken artists on my podcast for interview appearances, you know, because this shit's just gotten too out of hand, man.
And Cody, make this very, very clear, bro. This is your decision.
This yes,
is
it
your
is.
Decision to tell these niggas that they're barred from being on your fucking podcast for the shit that they're doing. I did not tell you niggas to do this, even though I am the CEO of my label, bro. I will never tell y'all niggas who not to work with and who to work with. That's on y'all. All I can do is suggest people for y'all to work with and put y'all niggas on. I don't know if that's what they thinking it is, that I'm putting shit in niggas' heads and that's why they feeling the way it is. That's not what it is. Jay stated his opinion. And what he told me is like, yo, your shit was trash. He didn't want to lie to you. He will feel like a fake-ass nigga if he was lying about your track being nice. This shit's not nice, bro. It's not. And I'm not hating, bro. I've been in the game for almost fucking 12 years rapping. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what I mean? I know the steps. I know what it's like to be backed on and niggas telling me, yo, I can't rap or I can't do this. I still get that to this day, bro. You got to humble yourself. Just fuck whatever somebody's telling you. You can't take that to the chin. How you going to sit there? How you going to sit there and expand yourself, my G? How you going to move forward? How you going to upcome yourself? If you letting niggas, whatever niggas saying on feedback hurt you, that shit should only motivate you to go back in the fucking booth and write some other shit. Because that's what the fuck I did. That's what I did. I had so many people telling me, yo, you're not going to do this. You're not going to be ill at this. You get what I'm saying? Like, doubting me, bro. I've never took that to the chin. Because you know what? I freestyled the next fucking day. And I wrote my shit on the fucking pad, bro. Or notes. And I got dope at it.
At the end of the day, man, like, I don't know what else there is to really do, you know? Like, I mean, fuck, man. I've been nothing but cordial and respectful towards NBN, you know? So I don't quite understand, you know, because me and Jay have been nothing but respectful to him. And then he comes.
Real shit. And also real shit, right? And this is what fucks me up even more, right? Because don't get me wrong, and I'm going to air this shit out right here. Not a lot of people know that song Uptown, the freestyle, right, was taking shots at Boy NBN. I only did that song because you told me on podcast, Cody, right? This is facts. That you told me this nigga was going to come back and he wasn't finished. So I feel like I have to get a head start, right? But me being the grown person as it is, I out-rap these motherfuckers. Matt killed these niggas. What else can we do? What else can they do? What would be likely for us to respond and make a good, you know, fucking comeback if we already did it? What would make it any better? I left it alone, bro. I left this song alone. I deleted it.
Right. I mean, you took the mature route, you know, took the track down. But like you brought up, you know, at that time he said that the beef was far from over. And well, here we are now, you know. He made that track. We're doing a podcast.
Yo, this kid, yo, I'm going to be real with you. I don't respect this kid. Now, listen, I don't respect him. And it's like, yo, like, I tried not to stoop down and, you know what I mean, like, take it to where this nigga want to take it to. But it's like, I told Jay, like, yo, you need me to come back, I'm going to come back. But I'm not just going to do that shit with tracks, bro. You get what I'm saying? I'm not going to just do that shit with tracks. You want that USA shit? You want that USA shit, right? After you done told my nigga, right, that you was going to sit there, reach your hand out, ask for help, right? He helped you out. He helped you create the fucking page because you couldn't even do that shit. My CEO page of Family First, I did that myself. You had another nigga do it for you. Just to turn your back on him?
Right. I mean, he said multiple times,
like,
I want big.
What the fuck can you do? Yo, bro, I can never be a snake like that, bro.
Right.
But he was claiming that Jay was his man. And I've been feeling all this hate coming from this nigga, B. Ever since you niggas started being down with us. And it was never for it to be like, yo, Cody, stop working with them. Or Jay, stop working with them. Y'all could have worked all y'all fucking want.
Right, there was never no fucking...
Even, yo, listen. The niggas even follow my page. The fucking family first page, bro. The fan first page. They followed it. Well, boy did. I'm thinking it's cool. Okay, yeah, cool. You know what I mean? Fuck it. Let bygones be bygones. You're trying to follow the page. My niggas be showing love. I bet. Now you over here talking shit to Jay because you can't respond back in the other manner of trying to demolish your niggas with the rap. You can't fuck with us, bro. So why you gotta fuck with him? What's that gonna make anything better for you? We still gonna defend Jay.
Right, man. You know, I mean, this is family first, man. If you're gonna come for one of us, then you're coming for all of us.
All right. And I'm gonna be real, man. I'm done with this interview. I feel like, well, listen, Cody, peace to you, my brother. You know what I mean? Because to me, I love what you're doing right now. I love that, you know what I mean? You showing love to those, you know what I mean? And we've had conversations. I done brought you people to get on the podcast. You know what I mean? You done suggested people out for me. So it's like, you know what I mean? I respect what the fuck you're doing, bro. Like I was saying, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I appreciate, you know, what you're doing right now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, shout out to what you're doing. You know what I mean? I've always told you, Cody, like, I felt something in you. And I know that, you know what I mean? You spreading wisdom and you spreading positivity. Like, that spoken word shit, like, come on, bro. That shit's ill. And I like that shit. You know what I mean? I can only surround myself around positive energy. And I'm not fucking with niggas who's going to sit here and keep hating on shit. Because we could have worked with these niggas. You get what I'm saying? We could have sit there, we could have sat there, let bygones be bygones. We could have worked with these niggas. It's like these niggas want to sit there and still, you know what I mean? Finish something, they're not going to finish. So it's like, you know, what does that lead me to? You get what I'm saying?
Right, like, yes.
I'm going to keep supporting you. I'm going to keep supporting Jay. I'm going to keep, you know what I mean, making sure that y'all get that attention, that love, you know, received. Because it's like, y'all wasn't getting it when y'all was rocking with this dude. And I said it, so I don't know if they, you know, mad because I'm stating the facts. But it's like, that's what the energy I was receiving from them. You get what I'm saying? So, look, there's just nothing else to put it. You know what I'm saying? There's just no way else, you know what I mean, to put it. And it's, to me, it's like, yo, I'm done. Like, I can't beef with you niggas no more. Like, my niggas is, we doing things, bro. You get what I'm saying? Like, we trying to come up. We worried about what's important, what's bigger, you know, to us. And y'all niggas is going to be stuck in the same shadow, trying to hate on niggas' ways and shit like that, not showing love or whatever, giving the benefit of the doubt, you know what I mean, and trying to, you know, slam on niggas or whatever because niggas is rocking this way or whatever, you know what I mean? I'm not fucking with that shit, bro. You get what I'm saying? That shit has to go, bro. Like, it's just, I'm not funding with it, bro.
Right, man. I mean, because that's what Family First is all about, is promoting peace, love, and positivity, man. You know, I mean, that's why I, you know, joined up, man, because I believe in it. You know, I believe in the vision that we're trying to create. And, you know, I just kind of feel this conflicting energy with Boy NBN, you know, like, because I don't think he likes that, you know, that me and Jay started teaming up with you, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I just kind of feel like that's how he felt, and maybe he kind of feels like you stole us away from working with him, but that's the thing. Like, you never...
It wasn't
never...
even like that. It wasn't...
Right.
It wasn't even like that. You get what I'm saying? Like, it was not like that. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Not once did you say... You know, you can't work with these dudes, you know?
So like I was saying, you know what I mean? Like, you know, to me, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's attention. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't want to give these niggas that attention. We don't want to, you know, make these motherfuckers feel like, you know, like they're acting superior or they have an upper hand because, you know, they want to stomp on, you know, y'all because y'all not going to respond back. Hey, yo, bro, listen, we got better shit to worry about. You get what I'm saying? Like, we got shit that we doing right now and we trying to expand to. Come on. I got y'all motherfuckers on the Family First debut tape, bro. You get what
yes.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
what tape these niggas got putting their niggas on. And I don't even know the rest of the fucking NBA crew. The only niggas I know is Boy and Kevlar. That's it. Who's the rest of the niggas in the camp?
The management is Boy and Bien and his dude Master C. You know, but like, hell, Master C hasn't said one thing about this whole beef, you know? So I don't know, like...
Who the fuck is Master C, man?
His partner in the label.
Never heard of that nigga, man. Never.
Well, I mean, well, that's who's in charge of Records Broken, is him and Boy MBN. I don't know where he lands with this shit, you know? I don't know if he's, you know, been telling Boy MBN what to do, or if he has any opinion one way or another on what's been going on. But, man, like, everything they're doing is making Records Broken look bad, man.
Really bad, really bad. Really bad.
Right.
This podcast right here is going to give the attention they want. You get what I'm saying? That's why, like, I'm not trying to say too much, bro, because these niggas is not going to get, you know, recognition of me talking to these niggas. Like, you know what I mean? Like, trying to get them publicized in the U.S., you get what I'm saying? Like, I believe that they can do it and, you know, get their movement started, but they're not going to get that shit off of me, bro. You get what I'm saying? Like, work your way up. Like, we worked our way up, bro. You get what I'm saying? That's how I'm looking at it. These motherfuckers is out here, you know what I mean, chasing clout and can't do it their own way. Have to have, you know, niggas, you know, diss other niggas or whatever it is to get clout. I'm not with that shit, bro.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I mean, the reason why, you know, this whole thing started in the first place was over the feature with Mac. You know, but, like, here's the thing. Like, when you and Mac were on the podcast a couple months ago, you know, together, you know, like, Boy felt like Mac was making his image look bad. But everything that...
What the?
Like, are saying that yeah, he didn't want to work because he didn't want to pay for the feature.
I mean, it's facts.
Right?
Did he not want to pay for the feature? Because he did it.
No, he did not.
Or was there a miscommunication that I missed? Because I never seen the nigga saying that he wanted to pay for one. And I'm going to be real with you right now. Like, I'm getting bad looks on Kevlar too, because the nigga said he wanted to work. And he wanted to pay for a feature. He hit me up a couple times, but that was about it. But they're making themselves look bad. They're making themselves look like they don't got it. You get what I'm saying? And they're not trying to work towards them, bro. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Which I don't give a fuck. I don't need these niggas. I don't need these motherfuckers. I don't need to mention these niggas for me to get up, bro. For me to start expanding, bro. I've been doing that shit myself, my nigga. Independently. Single father with my two children, bro. I don't need nobody, my nigga, to fuck with me with the music shit, bro.
Right, I mean, it's real fucking unfortunate, man. Because like you said, you know, we could have worked with these dudes, man.
Like, you know, it's to me, it's just like, yo, I can't work with niggas, bro. Like, I can't get on, you know, niggas' energy. You feel me? If they gonna be doing that shit, you know what I mean? So I just stick to my shit. You know what I'm saying? The niggas I fuck with, the niggas I'm supporting, the family. You get what I'm saying? So. That's what we're doing. That's what we stick it to.
Exactly. You know, because we have a vision of what we're trying to do, and you know, we're trying to grow and, you know, reach as many people as we possibly can. You know, I mean, we can't fucking deal with this drama shit.
Word.
But, yeah, so this was me and Zay saying our piece about the whole situation. But NBN... You know, I know you're going to be listening to this, so, dude, if for some reason that wasn't directed at Jay, or if it was somebody else, clear that up, you know? You know, I'm hoping that we can reach some kind of understanding, some kind of solution, and hopefully squash this shit, man, because I don't want to blacklist anybody from my show, you know?
Nah, we're not doing that shit because we want you. You get what I'm saying? Like I said, and I've said it here, I told Cody, bro, like, he can work with y'all niggas. I have no fucking problem working, you know what I mean? Or even me and myself working with niggas, bro, because, like, I don't hate on nobody, bro. Like, I like to see niggas win. I like to see niggas, you feel me, like, do their thing. You get what I'm saying? And I'm not here to hate on nobody. That's, you know what I mean? That's my shit. You get what I'm saying? You niggas is gonna, you know what I mean, do that, then y'all gotta stay away from me, bro, because I'm not fucking with that shit, yo. Load up. You know what I mean? And y'all niggas thinking it's sweet, my nigga, y'all gonna keep dishing niggas and shit like that, then keep thinking, bro. But we not gonna let y'all niggas step over us neither, bro. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, we definitely ain't, like I said earlier, you know, we ain't gonna just sit here and let you piss on our mouth either, you know? Fuck that.
Why? We ain't doing none of that shit, bro.
But, yeah, so, yeah, I think that'll pretty much do it. Say, you know, go ahead and, you know, plug your social media where they can find your music at.
You know, niggas know where to find me at, man. Nonchalantly Zay, bro. At the gram, nonchalantly _ Zay. Find me on SoundCloud, Bandcamp, same name, you feel me? Yo, shout out to the family. Shout out to Cody, man. Shout out to Big Figure J. Yo, much love. Shout out to Morgan Nimby. Shout out to Mac, all them niggas, man, holding it down. You feel me? Yo, man, like I said, man, this shit right here, y'all niggas need to catch some gems, bro, because it's like, yo, how you gonna work with somebody and then stab their back when they help you expand on something or build something, do something for you? You reaching your hand out to that person, why the fuck you gonna cost them? You get what I'm saying? I'm not too big and funded on that, bro. Like, I don't fuck with niggas who sit there and stab niggas in the back and shit like that. You know what I mean? That makes me want to go at you. So I'd rather stay away from that energy. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, bro, we going to keep watching these niggas. You know what I mean? We ain't going to fucking let these niggas step over us. We ain't letting niggas sit on us. We going to do what we got to do at the end of the day by any means necessary. You get what I'm saying? Like I said, my nigga, all love to South Africa, bro, because, you know what I mean? My nigga Postman L, he's from South Africa, you know what I mean? Much love to the South, you know what I mean? And I fuck with niggas out there, and I'm building right now as we speak, you know what I mean? Got some shit in the works right now, so it's like, you know what I mean? Shout out to South Africa, much love, bro.
Right, yeah. Shout out to the country of South Africa, and, you know, what Zay said, you know, like, you know, we're not going to let anybody step over us. That goes for anybody, any rapper, any label. Yeah, don't think you can come for us, man, and expect there not to be any kind of backlash.
Yo, these rap niggas, man, they a joke to me, man. That's all, you know what I mean? I'm gonna step down to these niggas, man. Oh, yo, this kid, man, I gave him his props. He felt like, you know what I mean, he's too good for his own good. He tried to diss niggas under him who can't defend himself in that way. Yo, Sean, love, bro. You gonna fuck with bro, you gotta fuck with me, bro. Simple as that.
All right, Zay. You know, thanks for joining me on this podcast, man. Much love and support to you, as always.
Much love, my guy. Much love. We gonna chop it up.
Definitely.